But we went, and we did our thing. We had our fish fry, and we had potato salad, and we had all that stuff piled up everywhere, and we ate, and we ate, and we ate, and we laughed, and we told stories. And after dinner, everybody took off, and they were down by the lake around the jet ski and the pontoon boat, and there was a baseball game going here and there, and just little groups. Somebody had a dummy, and they were throwing for their dog. They brought their dog to family reunion. That's what we do. We bring everybody in to the family reunions. And anyway, I heard it. It was undeniable. I heard it. Down at the end of the shelter house, sitting on top of a picnic table, were Dorothy and Linda, my two sisters. And I heard it. It's what my brothers and I refer to as the cackle. It isn't really a laugh like you read a funny story. It's more of a I gotcha type thing. And they go, and I heard it. And I looked down there to see what they were up to, because it was just me. I was cleaning up my mess from the fish frying. And I don't know why I have to make such a mess when I fry fish, but I had it everywhere. And I was trying to clean it all up, and they kept it up. And I looked down there, and they had a big blue plastic bag between them. It had Emery Bird Thayer written on it. You remember Emery Bird Thayer? Yeah, it's an old, old, old department store, Kansas City. Not there anymore. I recognized the bag. It was one that Mom had that she kept pictures in. And as the pictures were circulated through her house, they got stuck in the blue bag. Well, you know, we grew up. We have school pictures, and we have pictures of animals and kids and more kids and just aunts and uncles, and some of them are portraits, some of them are school pictures. It goes on and on and on. And I thought, what are they up to now? And I tried to walk around them, but they almost turned and put the cackle right on me. So I had to get over and see what they were doing. They had a little bitty picture, about this tall and about that wide. And on this little bitty picture was 1956. And I got to tell you, there was a rather handsome young man in a white shirt with its sleeves rolled up. Had kind of a distinguished look on his face. Strong chin, yeah. Elvis Presley, black hair, with a curl down on the forehead, right there. Hey, Melvin, look what we... That's my nickname. Hey, Melvin, look what we have. And then they patted me on the head and left. I took my kitten, but then I sat down with those pictures. And guys, I got to tell you, the memories that came out of that old blue bag. I saw my first bird dog in there. Pictures of Mom and Dad. My Uncle Leo with the most beautiful Palomino horse I've ever seen. Memories. What memories? Brothers and sisters, when they were little bitty. And I found some. I found some of Dorothy and Linda. But do you think I could cackle like they did? Didn't pay any attention to me at all. They just kept right on going. In our scripture reading this morning, the disciple, Peter, was very interested that we get a picture of something that was very near and dear to him. Now, he didn't have a little brownie Hawkeye, let alone one of these cameras with pixel things in them or whatever they are. You laugh, Sarah.